Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Fantasy freaks and geeks, what's cracking? It's your boy James Coe back with my brand new project, the Sleeper King Football Podcast. Look, I get it, okay? There's a lot of fantasy pods out there, but we're going to keep this one light, 15 to 20 minutes, 4 to 5 times a week. And man, we are going to pack it with all the info you need, season long, weekly projections, and of course, sleepers, sleepers, sleepers. Follow and listen to the Sleeper King Football Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
This coming out of Nats Park, where the media is getting ready for availabilities with Davey Martinez and company. Josiah Gray has a partially torn UCL, and he's going to have surgery next week, ending his season, according to reporters over there, including our buddy Bobby Blanco from Masson Sports. This is not Tommy John yet. They don't know if he'll need a full Tommy John operation. That's going to take more evaluating and seeing what happens, I guess, in the weeks ahead. But an emotional Josiah Gray says his season's over. And obviously, with a partially torn UCL, there's a really good chance you miss some time into next year with a lengthy recovery. What a shame. 26-year-old starting pitcher, was an all-star for the Nats last year with an ERA in the threes. He was actually excellent in the first half of the year before the all-star break, had an ERA sub-3. But over 30 starts, a 3.9, about 160 innings last year, and almost 150 strikeouts for Washington, was going to be a key member of this rotation moving forward. Now it's going to be a lengthy rehab. I actually bumped into him in the Navy Yard right by the ballpark on the street a couple of what must have been late last week, almost a week ago now.
Mm-hmm.
It was like raining outside, and he's like, dude, what's up? So we started chatting, and I didn't get a good vibe that he was going to pitch again this year, to be honest.
Yeah.
But it was one of those things where I wasn't comfortable asking any more questions or poking or prodding. But today he said that it's a partial tear. This stinks. No other way around it.
No, that's it. It sucks. Lost year, and you feel for the guy, because like as the ascension is happening, right? As you said, great first half. You know, kind of wore down, I think, last year as the year went on, but deserving of an all-star nod. And he was the opening day starter this year, and it just never happened for him. You knew something was seriously amiss when, as they're slowly but surely taking care of him, and they should, by the way, for his rehab, as he's on his way back, when they had to shut him down again, and there was that fatigue, and then he wasn't feeling real good, and then they tried to throw, and he couldn't, and you're going, oh, no. This just feels like one of those things where we're going to look up, it's the end of July, he still hasn't pitched the major league game, and then you're going to find, you know, something seriously wrong. So, you know, speedy recovery. Hope he's fine. Hope he's able to come back in short order and be, you know, healthier than he was this year. But yeah, it just stinks. You know, when I mean, pitching is such a fickle thing. I mean, for every, you know, for every Nolan Ryan, there's a bazillion of these guys where it's such a violent mechanism on very tiny little, you know, hold together type parts, these little tendons and ligaments and things, dealing with an outrageous amount of strain. Your big muscles, your quads, your glutes, and your hamstrings, and your biceps, those are perfectly capable of being load-bearing structures. These little tiny things, you never know on how someone's wired or made. So it's a bummer when it happens.
I just finished reading The Arm, which is a Jeff Passan book about injuries to arms in baseball and how we can quell them, or if we can quell them, maybe is a better way to put it, which was a New York Times bestseller. It's been out for several years. Inside the $1 billion mystery of the most valuable commodity in sports, talking about pitchers. And it's an incredible book if you've never read it. I just finished it coming back from Texas. But I bring this up to say, you're right. Arms break, and it's inevitable. You know, you think you have these plans of who's going to be in your rotation, and it is evolving and always changing, and it's why if you think you're set, you're not. In order to navigate a year, you better have 7, 8, 9 starting pitchers you really like. And moving forward, the plan was that Josiah Gray would be in this young rotation with Jake Irvin and Mackenzie Gore and Mitchell Parker and some of the guys that are on the come in the minor leagues. And you at least for the rest of this year and into the early part of next year, take Josiah's name off the list. I do not want to blame the victim, and I hope it doesn't sound like I'm doing that here. But it is always baffling to me when guys are having arm issues and they keep going, you know, rather than just immediately opting to shut it down. And I don't know what I don't know. Like, maybe there wasn't imaging done, or maybe they didn't know there was any UCL damage. But when you start to hear forearm and elbow and, like, some of the stuff we were hearing with Gray,
yep.
I mean, those were some of the most alarming words in pitching. And they just kind of shut it down, and then he kept pitching or, you know, tried to come back, right? How often does that work? And I know these guys are the ultimate competitors, and the last thing they want to do is give up a year in the prime of their careers. But I just feel like the batting average on shutting down, rebooting, like building your arm back up, and then not eventually having the TJ when you're dealing with something like he was seems really, really rare.
So the only thing I can come up with, you remember, now it seems funny to say in retrospect, talking about Strasburg, the ultimate sort of, you know, long-time injury case here. But at the end of, I want to say it was maybe 17 or 18, when he had kind of that forearm tightness, elbow flare-up, and you and I are going, oh my God, it's happening again. Oh no, oh no, oh no, oh no. And turns out it wasn't that bad. It really was a let's rest and figure it out. And these things might fuse together on their own. And then it did. And then I think he threw a career high of innings, you know, either a year or 2 years after that. All kinds of run together now. Once in a blue moon, it's that. But you and I have been around enough, and people follow baseball enough. When you hear the phrase forearm tightness, when I experience it hanging out with you guys, it's not that big a deal. When the guy that's trying to throw the orb in a you know vice-like grip with 2,300 RPMs and snap off breaking balls and throw splitters and change-ups and make things maneuver, that's a troubling warning sign. That's one of those things where you go, uh-oh. That very rarely ends with just we'll stop throwing for 10 days and then play some catch from 60 feet and it'll be fine.
I think one other thing that should be acknowledged is he wasn't overworked. Like there's only so much teams can do.
Yep. Eventually, got to throw the ball.
To protect these guys. He was not a guy that the Nats were allowing to throw 8, 9 innings at a time. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
The last 2 years, there was no real big violent jump either. I mean, he went from 2021, where a big part of his season was in the minors, but a similar number of innings, to 2022, where he makes a little leap and throws 148 innings. And then last year was 160. Like, that is the out-of-the-book staircase progression that teams are seeking. Now this year he gets to 180 or 190, right? Now you're built all the way up as a 27-year-old next season. Like, they were doing this by about as much the blueprint as there is, but there's no way around it at this point. We're doing something unnatural. Arms,
yep.
While they are supposed to throw things, dating back to the beginning of our time in caves or whatever it was that we were doing, like, we're launching things. They're not supposed to throw things 98 miles an hour, 95 miles an hour, over and over and over again. And so they do. They break. But in Josiah Gray's case, hopefully the recovery is speedy. He's back as soon as possible and helping the Washington Nationals.
Oh, such a clutch offseason pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Fantasy freaks and geeks, what's cracking? It's your boy James Kell back with my brand new project, the Sleeper King Football Podcast. Look, I get it, okay? There's a lot of fantasy pods out there, but we're going to keep this one light, 15 to 20 minutes, 4 to 5 times a week. And man, we are going to pack it with all the info you need, season long, weekly projections, and of course, sleepers, sleepers, sleepers. Follow and listen to the Sleeper King Football Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.